Hello, I'm Paul Davis, the servant and apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, and said, recovering the sight to the blind. Set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen. Nice war. I love war. I love it. Thank God. I love war in the Spirit. You know why? Because I have authority in the Spirit. I have authority in the Spirit. Authority in the Spirit. The word is nigh thee, even in my heart, and then my mouth. There's a word of faith which I preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You shall be saved wherever you're at. Wherever you are, you shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Now that's the best bargain you will ever receive. Free. Free. But you go to the bargain house, you're always looking for bargains. I've met you. You're a bunch of fearful people. Amen. Nothing wrong with it. You just don't have to live there, you know that? You can live on high. You can live on high. It's a great blessing to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. That definition of the gospel, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Verse 17, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Thank God. Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a blessing. The righteous shall never be moved. Whatsoever a man asks the Father in Jesus' name, when he's doing his will, it shall be done to him. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless God. Amen. Well, I'd like to continue on. Tonight, actually, continue teaching, but I would like to go to Acts chapter 3. I'm going to do a teaching on the book of Acts. Now, it may be interrupted by other teachings, but it will all come under the same heading. The same title, the book of Acts. This, you know what? You know when the book of Acts took place? Oh, a couple thousand years ago, after the resurrection. You know that?
Amen.
After the resurrection, Jesus commanded the 11 to go out and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Amen. And that's what he commanded me to do.
Amen.
What a great blessing. A couple of teachings ago, I spoke on Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. And it was about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. It's about the gospel and is about Jesus Christ dying, being buried, and rising again the third day, and thank God from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What a blessing. What a great blessing. Amen. What a great blessing. Amen. The gospel. The resurrection from the dead. Amen. And the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And water baptism. All taught in Acts chapter 2. Amen. What a great blessing it is to continue on in the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. I also am an apostle of Jesus Christ, not by the will of man, not by my own will, but by the will of God, who raised Jesus from the dead. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. So, we want to continue now in the third chapter of the book of Acts. Kathy will be reading for me, and we'll be speaking on this chapter. I've taught it many, many times. Amen. And I believe there are 26 verses in it, and they are very, very interesting verses. And I don't need an amen on that. I'll just tell you I know. So, Kathy, would you start reading in Acts chapter 3?
Verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried.
Hear this.
Whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple.
He was at the gate wanting money from those that went to the temple daily. Is that not great? A beggar. I said a beggar asking alms. A beggar. Are you hearing me? A beggar asking alms. How are you? This Claudia?
Yes.
Good. Amen. Kathy, does it say he sat daily there?
Said that he was laid daily at the gate.
Oh, what?
They laid him daily at the gate.
Oh, they laid him. He couldn't walk.
Right.
Thank you. Daily, at the gate, they laid him there on something that he could lie on. Go ahead.
3. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms.
Oh, he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, and he asked them for alms. What a great blessing. He asked them for alms. And let's see what God gave him. All right?
4. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us.
Look, Peter, fastening his eyes upon him. Oh, I know what that means. When my eyes fasten upon somebody, get ready, they have the power of God upon him. Amen. Fastening his eyes upon this man, laid at the gate. Oh, was that beautiful? It doesn't say that.
Right.
Go into the temple. Go ahead. Amen.
5. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them.
Expecting to receive something, brother. You have to expect to receive something. But let me tell you, you won't always receive what you're expecting. You see, it is God that ministers what you're going to get. You're not going to get what you want. Just expect what God will do for you. And watch and see what he does. Got that?
6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God.
All right. He wanted alms. Silver and gold. Silver and gold. He wasn't looking to be healed. Looking to be healed. No. But he was expecting something from God. Expecting something from God. And he was expecting money. Money. Silver and gold. That's what he was expecting. Amen. He was expecting that. Thank God. Amen. Silver and gold. But the Spirit of God, through Peter, said, silver and gold have I none, but such have I give unto thee. And took him by the hand and said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. The healing power of God. Friends, you've got to expect God to do something. Every day, all the time. Just don't always think you can tell him what you're going to get, because you can't. You may ask for one thing and get another. Amen. You know, God is always leading me. Always leading me. Has been for years, more than 40. Amen. I'm always looking for God, what he wants done next. In 08, 09, late 08, December, I was looking for what God wanted me to do. I was not looking to the right or to the left, but I was looking what God wanted me to do. And one day, he brought a young woman by my office. Thank God. By my office. And she was, it was about 10 minutes before I was come out here and teach the word. And I stepped out of my office and I saw her. She had on flat heels, flat shoes, no heels. And she looked so tired. And so sad. So tired and so sad. And I thought, what is this? What is going on? Amen. You see, I saw in the spirit the sadness of that woman's heart. I saw it in the spirit. And I saw it in her face. And I saw what I didn't know in the flesh. I had no idea. I did not know in the flesh what was going on with her. Not at all. Amen. And I said something to her to that effect. Amen. And she said, I have on my teaching shoes. She looked so poor and so downtrodden. And worn out, sad. And it grieved my heart. And I said it to her. And I said it to her. And you know what? It was Kathy Small. Kathy Small was oppressed of the devil, oppressed of Russian witchcraft, oppressed by pornography, oppressed by a man, a spirit in a man that only wanted himself to be gratified. A spirit that was so wicked and so wicked, you can't believe it.
Amen.
Witchcraft. And she was oppressed by that witchcraft. Glory be to God. Oppressed by that witchcraft.
Amen.
In a couple of months, I started talking to her. I began talking to her and asking her some questions. And then what I found out, I was not expecting. Not at all.
Amen.
Not at all was I expecting what was going on in that woman's life.
Amen.
So I started talking with her, and within a month, or maybe 2 months, I brought her to my house. I brought her to my house, and I started ministering to her. And the first night that she was in my house, I spent several hours setting her free from witchcraft. From witchcraft. All kinds of witchcraft.
Amen.
All kinds of witchcraft.
Amen.
And God started setting her free from wicked spirits and then bound her up when she was 12 years of age. God said to her, I want your life. She was in the Methodist Church up near Akron, Ohio. God said, I want your life. I want your life. She didn't know how to follow God. She did not know how to follow God. There was no one there to teach her. But God guided her. And you know what I learned about this woman? She, in college, she graduated from Akron University. And when she was in college, she was a waitress in a restaurant.
Amen.
A waitress in a restaurant. And you know what she did? She put herself through college.
Amen.
Working in a restaurant. And on tips. And people would give her pennies and nickels and dimes and others, but she'd sit on the floor and she'd roll up those pennies and nickels and dimes. And you know what that girl always did? That girl always gave God 10%. 10%. And when God sent her to my house, and I learned that about her, there's one thing I knew, that God wanted that girl to be set free. To be set free. It says in Luke 16, I think. That God will require you with money. He approved you with money. First thing he did, and he approved this young girl in college at Akron University in 1980 or 70s, late 70s. Amen. And he proved her. He proved her with money. Proved her with money. Amen. Thank God. And when God brought her in the eyes of this prophet and in the presence of this prophet and apostle, the worst thing, the most impressive thing to me was that she respected God with her money. I had a black woman call me once from New Orleans, and she said, "My dad would really like you." I said, "Oh yeah? How do you know?" She said, "Because my dad said to me one day, 'Girl, don't you whore around on God with your money. Give him his money.'" Bob, a black man's in that door, didn't he? Amen. She said, "He loved you." This girl didn't whore around with her money. This girl's Kathy right here. Amen. Don't want to embarrass her, but I got to obey God. She knows I do. She knows I obey God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Did you know Kathy was so bound up by Russian witchcraft, all kinds of witchcrafts, every kind that you can imagine? I've never prayed with anybody like this in my life, never, no one, but I've prayed with her, and we've set her free of a whole bunch.
Amen.
But you don't want to know, you want to know something? She told me a testimony once. It got to my heart. She hadn't been to the house but a few weeks. "Why'd you bring her to her house?" "Because God told me to, and to deliver her." You got that? That's my ministry. And she told me about going from Ohio to Pennsylvania to visit her grandparents. I think maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas, I don't even know. And they ran, the snow was deep, real deep, and they ran astray in the snow. Amen. Amen. And she told me this testimony.
Amen.
And she lost. And they knew the people because they were close to her grandparents' home, going back from Ohio to Pennsylvania. And her father picked her up. Picked her up. She was 6 or so years old.
Amen.
Picked her up and carried her through the snow, and she lost her boot. She lost her boot in the snow. And they went to a house they knew, the people that lived there, her father did. And they stayed there. But she told me that testimony one morning about 6 a.m. And I heard in her spirit, I heard in her spirit our humility, and I heard in her spirit a sadness, a sorrow. I tell you, folks, it touched this man's heart. It touched this man's heart. It touched the heart of God. Amen. I'm not going to ask her to stand up. I'm not somebody that exploits people. But I've talked to her about this. I tell you, her infirmities touched this man's heart. I tell you, it did. The humility and the sadness, they were riding. Her father was a school teacher and drove a Volkswagen. This man's heart was greatly grieved. You see, I never lived that way. I never lived that way. Amen. As she talked to me about that, she reminded me of a little girl. A little girl. And I'm going to tell you about this woman. She's a little girl at heart. She's one of Jesus' little children. And I tell you, a bunch of wicked people came against her and wanted to destroy her. And God had a prophet and an apostle, and he wasn't afraid of that bunch of wicked people that wanted to destroy her. And you're looking at him, and he's still not afraid. And I have the authority to deal with you wicked people. Amen. Silver and gold have I none, but such I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. You know what Kathy's doing? She's rising up and walking. Rising up and walking in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because she had some love for God and gave God 10% of her pennies and nickels and dimes. Amen. That she received as tips in a restaurant and up near Akron, Ohio. And she didn't go out and buy pot. She didn't go out and spend it on drugs, but she gave it to God. He never forgot it. And guess what? This man that is talking to you will never forget what this girl told me she did as a college student in Akron, Ohio. Kathy, what's next?
Verse 9. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat at alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, You men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all.
Faith in his name. Faith in his name. Faith, this girl, has had faith in his name. Faith in his name. And that faith in his name is producing perfect soundness in her, delivering her from all these witchcrafts, all these wicked spirits, wicked tongues, devils, all kinds, that came down on her. Amen. Faith in his name. Faith in his name. Amen. Faith in his name. What a blessing to have faith in the name of Jesus. Would you continue on?
17. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent you, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before you was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, in all the prophets, from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken have likewise foretold of these days. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you, in turning every one of you from his iniquities. That's 26.
Yes. Did you hear that? God sent Jesus. He sent Jesus. Every one of us. He sent him to bless us. You know what the blessing is? That he turned us from our iniquities. You believe on that man Jesus. You believe on his name. You believe that gospel. And watch him turn you from your iniquities. Watch him turn you from your iniquities. Oh, what a Savior. What a song. What a Savior. Jesus, who is able to save us to the uttermost, who will come to him. That's in the book of Hebrews. Amen. I do praise the Lord. I give him thanks. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for everyone that will believe my gospel.